there for food. She will do something for you, but you can't do nothing for my help. Karen Reed. You have your Omega 7 in the house, the advocate you need, and the advisor you want. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're glad that you came along to be a part of the show. I'm working on the health education segment, our neophyte training, and I am going to be right back at you in the air in just a second. We're going to go to commercial in a minute. And I'd like to welcome all those newcomers. If you have not been used to coming in the room, welcome. We thank you for joining us. And I'd like to also say hello to my old guests. Thanks for joining me this evening. We have a great segment for you of Neophyte Training, lesson number 11. We've been working on the Ifa worshipers. And we did our Bembe last Friday. And we're going to continue with worshiping today. But I also would like to give you some comparisons and some doctoral teachings of other denominations and religions to give you an idea of how the worshiping is similar and how the doctoral teachings are similar as well. So we'll go to station identification right now, and I'll meet you right back in the air. Once again, welcome, and thank you for joining us this evening here at the Care to Read Room. You have your Omega 7 in the house, the one you need, the advisor, and the advocate you want. Thank you so very much, and stay tuned for station identification with the power of faith.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith in a heart that seems that our lives are falling apart? Dreams from the night.
Thank you so very much for joining us back here at the Care to Read Room. We'd like to admonish those in the room this evening by employing you to come in with your questions. We're going to get on with the show here today. As you know, the Bembe started last Friday. We're continuing it on to today. Praise and worshiping is in order. And in the face of ephah, most of what you do is in the line of prayer and worshiping. And we're going to start by having a prayer from Matt Harvey. I'm going to bring her on the air. But before I do that, I'm going to ask Baba if you would please come and purify me by pouring the water over my hand. So just bear with me. Okay. Baba, will you please purify me?
Yes. Purification will begin. Purification will begin.
Very much, Baba. I'm going to dry my hands off. Is there a towel there, over there, where I can dry my hands? Thank you. Alafia. And we have Matt Harvey in the audience here. She's going to participate. I'm going to be bringing her on in a second. But I want to stop and say a prayer to my head. And we, as is as always, we always give homage to Oladunamare, the Almighty God of the universe, Ilede, the God of the inner courts of heaven. We pay homage to you today. And Olurum, the God of Ori and the earthly beings. We say thank you, Father, for this opportunity where we slumbered and slept overnight. You were careful to wake us in the morning so that we could start on our way with our minds in a right, stable mind, a mind that want to serve you, and our stable ability. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you today, and we magnify you. We say, Ajuba, blessings, Ajuba, blessings. I'm going to bring Ned Harp on so she can say a prayer for us, the Lord's Prayer. Well, I'm going to ask her to pray from her heart, because normally when we have Christians in the room, we want you to understand that praying from the heart is very important, not always just to have a scripted prayer. Matt Harv, how are you today, Matt Harv?
Just fine. Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you so much. Elder, do I have permission to speak, first of all?
Yes, you have permission to speak.
Thank you so very much. It's important for us to ask that permission from our elders to speak. And before she does her prayer, I want to acknowledge the ancestors, our heroes and sheroes, and I want to pay homage to them and invite them in, because it is their shoulders that we stand upon. As I call forth the ancestors, the heroes and sheroes, ladies and gentlemen, during this segment, you know that you're standing on holy ground. You can get out your list of paper of all of your family members and participate in this segment of the show. And this is called a talking cure. As we prepare to call on the heroes and sheroes, we'd like to thank you, ancestors, for allowing us to invite you in. We'd like to praise you and magnify you. The journey of the freedom train, let the journey begin. For we know that there is no journey. When we look over our shoulders, we're reminded of where we came from through the middle passage. Come quickly, ancestors. Come quickly and join us, ancestors. Come quickly, ancestors. Please come and allow us to sit and sup with you as we call on our heroes and heroes. Come quickly, come quickly, come quickly, ancestors. Do come quickly and join us in this festivity of praises and worshiping. Come quickly. Thank you, ancestors. We call on the name of Booker T. Washington and we say, Ashe. We call on the name of Harriet Tubman and we say, Ashe. We call on the name of Langston Hughes, saying, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. Leontine Price, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. Nat Turner, Ashe. We call on the name of Rosa Parks, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. Coretta Scott King, Ashe. And then we call on the name of Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. Thurgood Good Marshall, Ashe. And we say, so be it, so let it be done. Ashe. Ashe, ladies and gentlemen, means so be it, so let it be done. In this praise worship ceremony, make sure you have your list of your personal ancestors. You don't want to forget those. They're very important. Even though the people's names we just called out are heroes and sheroes, we want to call on our personal ancestors, like our mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers. And we call on the name of Robert Jenkins, Ashe. Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. We call on the name of Tommy P. Darby, Ashe. We call on Essa Lee Pope, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Essa Lee Pope, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Nishal Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. We call on the name of Sam Lilly, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. Michael Harvey.
Ashay.
Michelle Harvey.
Ashay.
Robert Jr. Jenkins.
Ashay.
Marvin Eugene Jenkins.
Ashay.
Eugene Lilly.
Ashay.
And we say, so be it, so let it be done. We say, Ashe, Ashe, Ajuba, blessing. May the Lord add a blessing to the names that we call today, and may those African people in our family be reconnected back to our family, and may they forevermore be a part of our life. May they be reconnected back to us. And I'm going to call on Baba to do a prayer and ask him that if he will come and do a prayer. And then we're going to have Matt Harv come right on to do a prayer for you.
We pray to the One Most High. We ask for perfect health. We ask for the proper direction within our lives. We ask that the Most High touch our life circle. We ask for the prayer of wisdom and knowledge. We ask that the world turned upside down be turned straight and right. We ask those that may have afflictions in their health to be made whole and healed again. We ask that the One Most High bring a consciousness of upliftment to those who are downtrodden in their consciousness. We ask that prosperity and peace and contentment be to those who have neither of that. We ask that the Most High lift this world up and bring down the forces of good on the forces of disagreeable and evil and balance out that which is on this planet today. We ask that in all of our religious thinking people, that whoever they should call upon, that deity, that force is in agreement with the right action and the right course of the way things should be. We pray this in the name of the universal energy that has created us all. And we say thank you. And thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Baba, for that great prayer. May the ancestors be satisfied, and may the universe be satisfied. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now trying to get the ear of the king, and in our effort to do so, prayers are in order. I'm going to call Matt Harv to come on in just a second. If you just bear with me, I'll get her back on the line. Matt Harvey, you're joining us now for this for this segment of prayer. Are you ready for your prayer? Oh, can we all say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come with bowed heads and humble hearts to thank you for your goodness and your mercy and how you have protected us and took care of us. Father God, we know that we couldn't make it without you. And we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and how you have took care of us. Father, we ask you, would you continue to go with us as we go on from one house to another? Guide and protect us, Father. Help us to recognize that we know nothing and we can do nothing without you. And we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Matt Harvey, for that prayer. Excellent prayer. We say, Ashe, Ashe, Ajuba, bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to offer up a prayer. As I told you earlier, Oladula Moray is the Almighty God, and in his aspiration and his greatness and all of his array, it is very difficult to talk about a ratified God who is so vast and who is so electrifying. However, in my attempt to do so, please pardon me if I should leave anything out about this magnificent God that we are about to serve. I'd like to tell you a little bit about his nature. And it's written, it says, I am without beginning, without end, older than the night or day, younger than the babe's newborn, brighter than the light, darker than the darkness, beyond all things and creatures, yet fixed in the hearts of everyone. From me, the shining world, flows in front. To me are all at last returned, yet to the knee, yet to me, near me, nor angels may draw nigh. For I am known only to myself. Even the same is my inmost being, absolutely one, completely whole, perfect, always itself, eternal, infinite, ultimate, formless, indivisible, changeless, of all extents. I am the source, the continuation, and the end. I am the germ. I am the growth. I am the decay. All things and creatures I send forth. I support them while yet they stand without. And when the dream of separation ends, I can cause their return unto myself. Apart from there is neither wisdom nor knowledge, nor understanding. Into every state of mind and knowledge do I enter, into false knowledge, as well as into truth, so that I am not less the ignorance of the deluded than the wisdom of the sage. For what thou callest ignorance and folly is but my pure knowing, imperfectly expressed through as incomplete image of my divine perfection. Mine is the real influence flowing down from the concrete rain. Mine the vermont of the addresses. Nothing falleth but by me. And whatsoever riseth, mine is the power that lifted it up. Before all worlds I was, in all worlds I am, and when all worlds are but memory, I shall be. What an awesome God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Rectify, magnify, ratify, and purify. Energy, pure energy, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it is. A little bit about the name, some names and attitudes of the Supreme Being written by the Ifa faith tradition. Orumala, owner of the heaven. Ilede, the creator. Oladulamare, God, the omnipotent one. Ilifa, the living one. Ilini, the owner of life. Lojo Oni, the owner of this day. Oye, Oye, go God, O Ere, the mighty, invariable, invisible rock that shall never die, the mighty, immovable rock that shall never die. Oye, Tuye, Bayo, me, the owner of the power. Obade, Doja, Obade, Doja, the silent and active judge. Erino, Do, Olu Okun, the one who sees the inside and outside, the discerner of hearts. Iyeke, Iyeke, he who speaks over the whole world. Obar Olun, the king of heaven. Olojumbo, the owner of wisdom. Ela Batola, supreme authority. Oba Ilemaru, king of the supremative attribute. Oba Asekun Mojoka, the king whose work are done to a perfect finish. Oba Mio, the holy king. Oba Mio, the holy king. Oba Tiko Lo Iwa, the king who is without blemish. Ela Lafum Lafumokum, the one clothed in white robes who dwells above. Ilaka Yeda, the living creator. Ilewum Shawi, the one who can command the perform. The Era Wuni Fa, the knower of the past and the future. Ogoba Gohun, the master of glory. Ini Owa, the honor of one. What an awesome God we serve. The Almighty God, as I told you earlier, he is the maker of the universe. No known relatives, no mother, no father, created himself from nothingness. So therefore, we are not kin to the Oladulama Re. He did not create us. It was Olorun who scooped us up, and the Oladulama Re, who is the maker of man. He is the one that scooped us from clay and made us. He is a sculptor. Oladulama Re has no concerns for man. He created the universe. Ilede is ratified, pure energy, electrified, like the sun. Ori is your Godhead who is assigned to you, who deals with the affairs of man. Iba ase orun, iba ase olege, iba ase oladulamare, iba ase olohun. Homage to the owner of heaven, homage to the living creator, homage to the sovereign ruler of heaven and earth. I'd like to say that again. Iba ase orun, iba ase olede, iba ase oladulamare, iba ase olohun. Homage to the owner of heaven, homage to the living creator, homage to the sovereign ruler of the heaven and earth. No we babalo, babalo yifa, ifa, ifa fine, oladula mare. People praise the babalaw. The babalaw gives praise to ifa, and ifa gives the praise to oladula mare. No one ye babalo babalo yo fa ifa ye oladula mare. People praise the babalo. The babalo give praise to ifa, and ifa gives the praise to oladula mare. Oladu oluru oladu olilede oladu oladula mare. In the presence of olurum, in the presence of ilede, in the presence of Oladulama Re, give praises today, all praises to the magnified trio. Ilede Oladulama Ru, Olorun. Give praises to them today. Ashede Owo Oladulama Re, Ashede the Owo of Babalon. Sanction belongs to Oladulama Re. Sanction is in the hands of the Father. Oni Omo Olifin Ola Omo Olofin Otula Oni Olofin Irin Omo Ufula Oroni Omo Ufan. Today is the offspring of Olofin. Tomorrow is the offspring of Olofin. The day after tomorrow is the offspring of Olofin. And the fourth day hence is the offspring of Olofin, and the fifth day hence is the offspring of Olofin. As I train you nearsights, I want you to know you are becoming worshipers, prayer worshipers, intercessors, not priests in the full totality. You are at the beginning stage of nephrite training. The ratifying, powerful training of priesthood training cannot be given overnight. I would not ever attempt to give you what is reserved for the Babalaw and for priesthood is forevermore training, and your training could not exist in one night. However, I'd like to explain to you as you start at the beginning of your journey, know this, that a priest's journey never ends because some of them are self-initiated through their journey. And then there are those who are lifetime practicers learning the old dues, the 256 old dues, and memorizing them by heart, for and reserved for the priest or the priestess. Ephod scriptures divine these celestial beings into two pantheons of the supernatural power and the complete for the denomination of the universe. The Orishas, who are also known as Irim, Molo, Ukudo, 400 supernatural powers of the right hand, and the Ejugun, who are also known as Ijiba Molo Ujuno, 200 supernatural powers of the left. Powers of the nature. These are powers, entities, and manifestations that raise up out of or emanate from the world of nature. Some of these beings are energies of vegetation, of certain streams, mountains, forests, etc. These powers of nature are not as sharply defined as the celestial beings are. Some of these nature spirits are beneficial to humanity and interact favorably with men and women. Some of these powers are malevolent. The deified ancestors, these are human beings who are elevated and apostrated after their death and have become great spirits of. Great spirits of light, some from forms of a great collective like Dahomey, and are worshipers as a single divinity. Ladies and gentlemen, what I am saying is that I am trying to bring you into worshiping and explain to you that neophytes are worshipers. You are divine worshipers. Now, you could purchase your prayer beads if you'd like to, have them dedicated, dedicate them and set them aside and have them consecrated by a priest. And use those prayer beads whenever you go into prayer and worshiping. Why so many prayers, you may ask, Omi? Because you are becoming a prayer warrior, an intercessor. The Holy Odu Ija Obobi says, Orumala said, human beings become Orishas. I responded, human beings become Orishas, he said. Oduduwa, that too hears so much of he has a human being because he did good while on earth as a man. He was remembered after his death and worshipped as Orumala said, human beings become Orishas. I responded, human beings become Orisha. He said, Orishala, for example, was a human being, but he was wiser than the fellows and did good while on earth. Therefore, he was remembered and worshipped. Human beings become malicious. What are you saying, Omi? I'm saying to do good. Leave your mark on this earth. Then become deified after eldership and ancestorship. Then maybe you can become an Orisha and acknowledge and represent it through communion. To do good on this earth means that people will remember and worship and call your name and deify you. Some Orishas are primordial and celestial in origin, and some are human beings who have become deified. Would you like to become deified? And would you like to leave your mark behind as someone that's being acknowledged as an Orisha? Ephah scriptures often speak of Orumala, and again, they speak of Orishna. The question is there a difference between the Orumala and Orisha? That is the question. Mrs. Fan indicated in Bole says, Orumala and Orishas are two distinct entities. two separate entities, ladies and gentlemen, connected only by an astral link. They're not one in the same. Orisha is different from Oromola. While Orishas can be categorized, Olorom being unique entities and higher form of Orishas were sent to Ejibi, which is AA, Earth, by Oladulamore, and the difference was noted. Golabom Kione says, Oromola is special. It's a special being from Aikole, Olorum, meaning spiritual dimensions, with special assignments to carry out. So Olorum and the Orishas are different. Olorum has a special spiritual dimension to carry out in the universe. Some of them played notable roles in the creation of human beings, ladies and gentlemen. They had lived physically in Ilacom, Ile, Earth, in the age of inequity. They were to be holy, and degrees of their holiness made it possible for them to shuttle between Ikole Olorum, spiritual dimensions, and Ikole Olorum, the Earth, the Father. They are still present in spirit today, they write. And they go on to say, in addition to the two pantheons of supernatural beings mentioned above, Dr. Gobole Yalmanye says in the same article that there are 801 Orumle categories into them as a group. And the group are the Okumale Oloruma, 401 Oloruma in groups B, and our Ijiba Imole Ojumkunde, the 200 at the right hand side and in the group C, and our Ijibe Imole Ojukoso, the 200 Omole on the left. Omole are intermediaries between the following, Oladulamare and human beings, Ineye, the human being, and Ineye, evil spirit, Ineye, human beings, and the Ineyen, the evil spirits, human beings, and the Ujokun, the spiritual executioners. Human beings are their destiny. Who are some of these celestial beings that human beings have made contact and are accessible to Ikun Ile, to Earth today? Orumala, meaning Ikule Ulum, spiritual dimensions, knows who will see salvation, was one of the Orumala that descended from Ikun Ulum. Ikun Ile, Earth. Some of his other names are Gaguban, Oni, okay, and he said, but his real name is Ile, the pure and stainless and the non-adulterated. Ile is the philosophical head of all the Orum and the right hand of Oladulamore. The degree of his intelligence is made Oladulamore to nominate him as the lead of all of the Olorum. He is the line between human beings and the other Olorum and the provider for all of them. Orumala is the mouthpiece of all the Olorums. He knows the beginning and the end of everything. When on earth, his principal tools for oracle consultation included Ikings, holy palm kernels, Iyasum, consultation powder, Ipele, four pairs of seeds joined together with a string or chain, Ebel determines. Without any of these instruments, however, his spirit could be invoked by chanting, Iledero, 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 three times, meaning Iledero, Ilede, your presence is needed. Ilero, Ilero, your presence is needed. Ilero, if called like this, the presence will definitely be fetched. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can summon your deities and your worship through invoking them through chanting. Oduduwa, like Oduduwa, like Olomo, Orumala, he's likened to Orumala. We have also given a characteristic. He was also one of the favorites of Oluduma-Re. He was assigned the task of sand filled Ikun Iye, meaning earth, which spread from Ile Ife, the origin of the whole world. Ushuna La Obatala, deity of creation. He is the special head of all Orumala. He was responsible for the mounting of human beings. As I told you, God did not create you. But the creation came from Orumala and dealing with Obatala, Obatala of the creation. He is the spiritual head of all Omos. He also responsible for the mounting of human beings. Okay? On Ejiba, and was one of his lieutenants. Ejiba was one of his lieutenants, and the one responsible for imperfect creation, like Ifun, the albino, Aro, the cripple, Abuke, the hunchback, and Fuju, the blind. His followers emulated him by putting on white attire, symbolizing holiness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, most of you know about Obatala and that his clothing is all white. When you see priests, you sometimes see them dressed in all white. What if that is their father's spirit? They're wearing all white to represent Obatala. Now that you know Obatala was responsible for helping to mount of the human beings at the inception. Ejela, Ejela Mole, the deity of Ori. Ori is one spiritual essence. Ejela was responsible for mounting of the human head, and it's believed that the Ori, the one chosen, determines his or her fortune, or otherwise is his or her life here. Individual demands what they wish to become in life, and this demand will be documented, okay, by Oladularum. Ishun Odea, deity of the sanctions and the justice. The ordination of the mystery of the universe, creating the earth with Ashe, the command. So, Ishun worked with the Ashe, the command, and the replicate of the Ashe, the command, called Odu, Ishubi Ashure, is with Ashun Adore. Ishu Adore is a close association of Orumala. He has other spiritual entities as his followers, and they are known as Jugun, the executioner. The executioners, ladies and gentlemen. And these are the types of Ajugun here and Ajugun Baruka, the functional and the dysfunctional executioners. Ishun Dere is an idea multiplied a multiplier, and an advisor. Anything anyone wishes to do, human beings or immortals, either good or bad, has to be sanctioned by Ishun. And I'm sure you've heard of Ishun. You'd have to go through Ishun, the deity, to get anything sanctioned. He gives critical analysis of anything anyone wants to do. For example, if anyone wishes to commit a crime, Ishun Odeh will analyze the possibility, the consequences of such an act. After the analysis, the choices will then be sanctioned by Ishun. That is why the argument that Ishun punished somebody into, that is the argument that Ishun pushed somebody into doing an evil is not tangible as far as Yoruba's spiritual understanding is concerned. He does not push anyone into doing evil. He examines and does an analysis of the consequences of doing evil, and then he gives those back to you and gives you a choice. So therefore, you have ample time to make a decision. Just like someone would start lying, having bad character. You don't stop lying for the heck of stop lying. You stop lying because of the consequences of having to tell another lie to cover up for the other one, and it is inconvenient for you to have to go through any changes for telling that lie. So he gives you a chance to submit your case as to why you think you are to do evil and why you think it's necessary and you have no way out. Then he analyzes and he tells you why you shouldn't do it because of the options and the consequences and repercussions involved. Shango, deity of the thunder and lightning, Shango is a very powerful being. He is very drastic, rigid, and strict in judgment. He is a wrath of the infinite power. Shango brings and commits wrath over you, ladies and gentlemen. Ogun, deity. Deity of the metal and creativity. Ogun is very brave, powerful, and a very strict being. Ogun. He aborts any breach of trust. He paved the mystical path that was followed by the other Omols doing one of their assignments to Ekole Eye, Earth. Now, I wanted to give you just a little bit about the deification of the Orishas, just to give you some characteristics of who these deified people are. Not that you have full knowledge of them in totality, because you won't have, not for a long time, but just to give you the nature of these deities. These are the ratified deifications that express God. These are God's character. God is so vast that he has many people to represent his character. Ishun, Ogun, Shango, Obatala, Yamenja, Alekba. These are the representation of who God is, ladies and gentlemen. These are the essence of God, and they have become deified. Now, to give you a little bit about Ori, who you need to learn as much as you can about, because Ori is your Godhead. You're God's little children, that's right. God resides with you, and when you were mounted and created, your Godhead was assigned to you, Ori. As you notice, Oludulamare has no affairs over the hearts of men and women. He created the universe only. Ilede, who works on the inner court of heaven, works to transition things in the inner courts of heaven. Olurum comes down here to earth. He was at the right hand of God. He knows your inception. He knows why you asked to come here and that he knows the beginning and end of your destiny. Now, Ori is your personal God. Call on your Ori and sanction your Ori and give homage to your Ori if you are to have good success. Ori, the holy guardian spirit of everyone, ladies and gentlemen, that at birth, the physical head comes out first. And that's what happened during the labor of a woman delivering, while the rest of the body follows, further increasing its similarities to Oni, inner head, which is also the first creation and the sole determinant of man's destiny on earth. For this reason, the physical head is treated with much respect, ladies and gentlemen, and proprieties. And like Ori Enun, the spiritual counterpart, with results that the former often serve as a medium for communication with the latter. The following praise names of Ori demonstrates how the attributes of physical heads are used to highlight the image of the spiritual one. And this is how you would praise Ori. The Ori praise. Ori Onisi Adese, Ori Ope Asekume, Teta Loja Ije Mojo, Etemi Motere Ile Ini, Ori Baba Ori Ocho Gobo, Ori La Aboka Gobojo Are Kuje Kanum Biori Babaku La Ori Kuto Lokum Kodowa Eko Uri Ori Jojo Ori Jowo Dakum Mapede Ilini Ori Kose Okun Goboba. And in translation, it means in English, Ori cause and creator, Ori a prey, who makes bean cakes but never sells them at the edible market. Ori the great companion and never deserts one. Ori the master of all. It is the Ori we should praise, ladies and gentlemen. Praise you, Ori. We praise you, Ori. We magnify you. We lift you high. We exalt you. Worthy is the Ori today. Worthy is the head. Magnify the head today, ladies and gentlemen. It is your Ori that you should give praise and homage to, the head that sits on your shoulder that you must confide in. It is your Ori. Ori, the master of all, the great companion, never deserting one. Ori, the master of all. It is the Ori we should praise. The rest of the whole body comes to naught. When Ori is missing from the body, what remains is useless. What remains is incapable of carrying any load. It is the Ori which bears the load. Ori bearing the load, we say thank you, Ori. We say praise you. Praise be to the Ori. Ori, I pray you, do not desert me, Ori. Ori, I pray you, do not desert me, Ori. You are the Lord of all things, Ori. You are the Lord of all things. Ofunebe, Riri, Oduru, Orun, Owi, Kia, we Ose, Nukuna, Olimode, Akose, Edefu, Ori, Ku, Soso, Ebufu, Okule, Oren, Amojo, Tewu, Nilo, Si, Tila, Orum, Ide, Tiwole, Ripa, Obiji, Eshe, Ogunika, Wo, Robo, Iwone, Omojo, Konuiwa, Koduwo, Ori, Kine, Ni Oru, Rubo, Ini, Ni Owo, Ni Akefe, Wone Di, She, Ashe, Wone Ko, Wa Oju, Kore, Perefe. We will, Kenny, Obatala Fogo, Elede, Kodiba Urumele, Sone Jo, Ori, Kine Lo Sum, Oshude, T.O.B., Ere Pore. Meaning, who washes away poverty and perfection? It was divine for only one Ori, and also for 401 heavenly divinities. Who were going to Oromala, the creator and the chief, to attempt to split the kola nut of Ashe? Oboni wisdom directed them to make sacrifice, 400 and deified in order. Only Ori completed and his sacrifice was accepted. What was Oboni detected to do? They were to wake up at the crack of dawn and pay homage to the Supreme Creator. All the Orishas overslept. Only Ori woke up, rolled himself on the ground, and paid homage to Orumala. Only Ori. Pay homage to Ori today, ladies and gentlemen. Woni sete, woni dita, I said niko, obone, jibo, obi, sele, gobi, orumelape, te ori, wone ke lipa, ori, ori wade bode. Meaning, after this, they went to the Supreme Creator, who asked Oboji to present the kola nut of authority. All tried but failed to split it. Only Ori succeeded, ladies and gentlemen. Only Ori. Only Ori. And when he split it, it was a divine thing. The outcome was favorable. A loud ovation followed. There was excitement everywhere. Praise be to Ori. Praise be to Ori. Oh, magnify Ori today. Praise be to Ori. The great jubilation is in heaven. The highest and central place then belonging to Ori. As Ori took his seat, the other Orishas envied him and conspired to dethrone him. They said, Orisha Lukune, Papa Orori de Ma, Orisha. Odese Itawa Jamawo Ni Jaba Ni Orisha Ori Kebe Ifene Ori Defa Ifadi Kune Ori Amase Olusede Eteru Moro. Orishala was the first to deify his authority. Ori floored him and put him in his place where he belonged. The divinities are mutual. And they expected Ori not to challenge them, but he did. Excerpts from the Mount Destiny. Next, Ori created Ifa, where Ifa became the expert on Ikin. Next, Ori created Omishka, in the east where shines the morning light of earth. Ori overcame all Orishas and created them where today they are reverencing him. Imina Jolotu, Mita Ori, Babale Orumola, Ori Goba, Mama Me, Wo Baba Mi, Ori Mi, Dami, Dami Dami Ya, Komi, Komi Ma, Iri Gumba, Nite Mi, Omoleti. Now that I am waking up, I pray homage to Orumala. Let all good things come to me. My Ori, my spirit hair, give me life. Empower me to overcome mortality. Ori and the person's destiny. Okule Oya Ide, Ede Ten, Oju Nia. We kneel down in heaven and cross our legs. We kneel down in heaven and choose our destiny. But when we arrive on earth, we became impatient. He who is wise is made wise by his Ori. He who is wise is made more foolish than a piece of yam by his Ori. Other people don't like to see persons relieved of their burden. It is the person's Ori who brings relief. Say praise be to Ori today. The Yoruba regard Ori as one of the deities in their pantheon. Indeed, it is a sense Ori may be regarded as the greatest god there ever was of all. However, Oludulamare, the Almighty God, is, of course, the Supreme Being, as I taught you. Every person's Ori is regarded as his or her personal god. Please get that, ladies and gentlemen, who is expected to be more interested in his or her personal affairs than other deities who are regarded as belonging to everybody. As a god, Ori is worshipped and proprietorized by the Yoruba. Oromola is the mouthpiece, ladies and gentlemen, of the other deities. He speaks to us. It is through him that knows the wishes of the other deities as a mouthpiece for Ori. Oromola is regarded as the Ileri Iping, witness of a person's choice of destiny. Oromola was present when every person chose his or her destiny in heaven. He was there, right at your right-hand side. It is not different, therefore, for Oromola through an Ifa divination. It's not difficult for him to tell you your destiny, to tell you everything about yourself, to tell every person where on earth the wishes of his or her Ori. Since the destiny of every person has been decided in heaven already, it is considerable vital for everyone to consult Ifa for the time and the time so that one might know what pleases Ori this place and what displeases his Ori also, and will be able to tread the paths already laid out for him or her in heaven without beating around the bush. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen, you need to consult your Ori. For your purpose, the gods themselves have their own Ori directing their daily life like human beings. Just like human beings, gods have their Ori. The gods know the wishes of their Ori by consulting Ifa. Oromola himself consulted his Ori and divination instruments in order to find out the wishes of his Ori. Find out the wishes of your head. Don't go making a decision without consulting your Ori. The day Oromola gathered all the gods together and posed a question, and they asked them who could go all the way. Who could go all the way? And we know the story, ladies and gentlemen. Ori went all the way. Even though they boasted that they could go all the way, their wishes, Ori was the only one to go all the way. Pay homage and praise and magnify your Ori today. Oh, magnify Ori if you are to have good success. If you are to have good fortune, give homage to Ori today. I hope I've been of a service to you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bring our segment to a close. As you know, we have been teaching on praise and worshiping, and in teaching you the various different orishas, you can praise and worship your orisha through song and dance. There is a dance for every orisha. There is a chant that you can chant. Excuse me. There is also a color that you can wear. We'll be getting into the colors, the clothing of orisha. And as you know, Obatala wearing white. And we'll be getting into a little bit more about, the seven legions of the African tradition. Now, what I'd like for you to do is go home and study a bit. Go home and do a study and pull out information on the orishas. If you have not already done so, you might want to pick up a book from the library to read up on the orisha community and what it means to acknowledge your orishas, and who and how do you determine through the priesthood divination who your Orisha is on your mother's side and your father's side. It's very important. Now, during this praise and worshiping, we taught you a little bit about some of the Orishas so that you can have a bit of knowledge. We are not trying to establish you to become priests and priestesses. This information is for the benefit of you being able to acknowledge your Orisha. You could do Orisha acknowledgement through praise and worshiping, and you can commune with them. However, this is not training for priesthood, and I offer a disclaimer on that. This is a rule where you come free of charge, and freely do I give to you of my knowledge. I want you to remember that prayer is in order. I'm going to end this segment with the prayer. And families, if you are not in the room, please do come in the room. This prayer is for the family. I did not give the prayer by Dr. Maya Angelou today, but I would like to give you a prayer for the family and offer blessings to you, Ajuba blessings. I offer Juba blessings to the families that are represented here today, every one of them in their vastness, whoever is represented. I send prayer and praises out to the family. Father God, we just bow our heads before you, asking that you would make this information plain and clear to us, that you would make this lifestyle of the African tradition real to us. And those of us who are African Americans, may we grasp it like it's our dear life. May we hold on to it. May we utilize the information. May we plant it in our heart that we may draw from it in times of need. And to those non-Melanite people who might be present here today, the Spirit speaks to you in a deep, deep tone that you should understand. As we give you and share with you the knowledge of our ancestors and share and break bread to train you, we pray that the evil does not set in, that has set it in the past, that will cause you to deter from utilizing this in a proper way. This is not to be a takeover spirit in this classroom or in the community. What Africans have had, we've lost so easily by handing it over to other people. In this classroom, we're not handing anything over to any denomination of people. We're only sharing. And in our effort to share, please don't make the mistake of thinking that we are milk and toast people, that we would give over our traditions to you a second time. We're holding on to our traditions this time, like dear life, and we're claiming them. We're laying claim to it, at least Omi is, because I do want you to know that what belongs to the African, it will come back to them. They will be given sanction and identification for whatever was created by them. We offer these things so that the family can prosper. As we get ourselves cleaned up, we allow you to come in the room with us. But don't make the mistake of thinking that we are going to try to build a nation from the perspective that we're still working in. It has not served us well. It has not served us well as Africans. We now want to tap into some of our own stuff and change our lives and make a difference in our home with our own tradition. Allow us to do that today. If anyone here applauds that or is against that, then I am sorry, because that's what the intention is, for us to correct the problems in our home and to unify with our ancestors and to get our children back in the right position and to reconnect them back to their mother's spirit and their father's spirit. If any of this material is used in any wrong way to hurt, harm, or hurt anyone in this room, myself included, if any harm is used against what we're teaching, may the ancestors deal with you in due time, because they are diligently to serve you and to and analyze what it is that someone would do with this material. And I don't want you to make the mistake of thinking that this is the type of material you take to do evil to other people or to destroy someone with it. Don't ever think that it won't turn on you. Don't ever think that you can do harm with this material or tools, because the ancestors will not be pleased with you, and they will in due time reprove you. I say to you that if you are about the business of making a change in society, go and speak to the world, the dominant world, who have for so long disallowed us to have our drums, to even to read, Now that we're unmolested and able to embrace our loved ones and our dead, deceased loved ones, and to read from our books, our African tradition, allow us to clean ourselves up to show you the better part of ourselves so that you can see that we were always cut from the right cloth. We were always made in a dignified way to have Iwa Pelu, good character and good conduct. And we were always loving and kind, sharing what we had. But do not make the mistake of thinking that we are weak and that we're giving over our custom and tradition to someone else and putting them in their hands. That will never happen again. As we speak today, we're decreeing that Africans will take their proper places today. African Americans will go over to the homeland and execute the work that needs to be done. They will begin to make a change here in the United States, and that traditions will crop up all over the world with tradition of African lifestyle. And nothing can be done about it because the ancestors have already deemed it so. And he who are vibrating at a ninth ether, vibrating at a level that no one else in the nation can go, you know who you are. Vibrate at a natural ninth level with your frequency of your hair. Even the kink in your hair is vibrating today. Know yourself, African people. Know what belongs to you. And know that this time around, we will be the rulers of the world in our life, in our world. And no one and nothing can divide that or undermine it. We are not about to fight with anyone, but the ancestors will. The ancestors will go after that which comes against them and which nullifies them. So we want to thank the ancestors for prompting the word to go forth today. We want to thank the ancestors for being a part of this session and for being able to guard us with the water around us. The very name Omiyika means ancestors surround me. May the ancestors surround me and protect me. May the ancestors give me blessings and praise. May the ancestors renew my faith and create an environment in my household that they may be blessed down to the thousand generations. May the ancestors bless my young men and my family down to the thousand generations. And if Melchizedek paid tithes, let us have paid our tithes in the loins. And may the families that are represented here go and be blessed and bless someone else, and may you be blessed down to the third generation today. And we say, Ajuba, blessings, Ajuba. Blessings. Go and be blessed. To God be the glory. May he add a blessing to the word, and may he magnify you today. And I say, Baba Booey to you, y'all. Have a good evening, and we'll see you here tomorrow, same time. Please lock that number into your dial. That number that you need to lock in is 646-478-0270. And we want to send out three shouts into the atmosphere for Delani, our man. How are you, Delani, our man? We miss you and would love to hear from you. Give us a call when you can. This is Omi saying we're out of here this evening, and we'd like to get three shouts out of Harambe. Harambe! 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 Good evening to you, y'all. Baba Booey and Odaba.